J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
I call this piece advertising. Quality, value, style, service, selection, convenience, economy, savings, performance, experience, hospitality, low rates, friendly service, name brands, easy terms, affordable prices, money back guarantee, free installation. Free admission, free appraisal, free alterations, free delivery, free estimates, free home trial, and free parking. No cash, no problem. No kidding. No fuss, no muss, no risk, no obligation, no red tape, no hidden charges, no down payment, no entry fee, no purchase necessary, no one will call on you, no payments or interest till December, and no parking. Limited time only, though, so act now, order today, send no money, offer good while supplies last, two to a customer, each item sold separately, batteries not included, mileage may vary. All sales are final. Allow 6 weeks for delivery. Some items not available. Some assembly required. Some restrictions may apply. Shop by mail. Order by phone. Try it in your home. Get one for your car. All entries become our property. Employees not eligible. Entry fees not refundable. Local restrictions apply. Void where prohibited, except in Indiana. So come on in. Come on in for a free demonstration and a free consultation with our friendly professional staff. Our courteous and knowledgeable sales representatives will help you make a selection that's just right for you and just right for your budget. And say, don't forget to pick up your free gift. A classic deluxe custom designer luxury prestige high quality premium select gourmet pocket flashlight. And if you act now, we'll include an extra added free complimentary bonus gift, a classic deluxe custom designer luxury prestige high quality premium select gourmet leather style wallet with detachable keychain and a pencil holder. It's our way of saying thank you. And if you're not completely satisfied, you pay nothing, simply return the unused portion for a full refund, no questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you. Keep your free gift. Actually, it's our way of saying, bend over just a little further and let us stick this big dick into your ass a little bit deeper.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before. It's like deja vu all over again.
How you doing, kids? 31st of August, 2021, here at jcontheline.com. I got lots of news and lots of really cool stories and stuff like that to throw at you today as we continue to watch this damage from the hurricane. God, it's unbelievable. And they had a couple of security cameras that were running during the peak of the storm, and you said there were 172 mile an hour wind gust at one point. 172. To calculate that, just think about this. If you were outside, because this happened to me once when I was living in Olivet. There was a storm approaching, and it was really sort of scary looking outside. I still remember it was late on a Sunday afternoon. And I was getting ready for softball season for some reason. And I was playing catch out on the front lawn and watching the storm move in, which is really a dangerous thing to do. Because when you have a storm that has lightning, lightning can strike you 20 miles away from the actual storm itself. And we've seen that happen. You know, we've seen people be killed by lightning who were sitting in sunshine. There was a guy in Fenton, this was probably 30 years ago, and he was sitting on a metal bench getting ready for some sort of a game down at, I don't know if it was George Winter Park, it was something like that, but there's some baseball diamonds down there, softball areas. And he was just sitting there on this metal bench, and the lightning hit the metal bench. The sun was out. The storm was approaching, but the sun was out, and the guy was electrocuted sitting on a metal bench. So, you know, being outside watching the storm come in, if you're indoors, you know, try that, because otherwise you really are doing sort of an unwise thing. So anyhow, we're playing catch out on the front lawn, And one of those wind gusts came along, you know, as the storm. I mean, the wind was already blowing like probably 30, 40 miles an hour. But every once in a while, a gust would come in. And a gust came by and almost lifted me off the ground. It was a very, very bizarre sensation, as you might expect, where you're standing there and the wind almost carries you away. It is something that is a defining moment your life, because you realize I'm doing something really stupid out here. Maybe we should go inside the brick house. So now you figure, what would a wind gust have to be to almost pick you up off the ground? 70 miles an hour? Okay. Now add 100 miles an hour to that 70. And that's what they had in terms of wind gusts as the storm was moving into Louisiana. But, you know, just continuing to watch this devastation, you know, fire is bad. I sound like Frankenstein on Saturday Night Live when Phil Hartman was playing Frankenstein. Brad Good didn't like fire, but there's just something about water all over everything, and you don't even know whose water it is, and there's sewage involved and everything like that, and these people are standing there, and you can't even go back to your house because the water hasn't subsided yet, and the whole thing is just awful. But watching these drone shots right now of these levees being compromised and people being medevaced out of areas, and all of this, by the way, while there is a pandemic going on in hospitals are approaching 100% in terms of their ICU units. All of this because people won't wear a mask. People won't get a shot. I posted this yesterday afternoon on my Facebook page, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Did you know 900 Americans died the other day? 900. Not in Afghanistan, in Florida. And speaking of politics, it's pretty bad when you can't tell if they're serious or if it's a put-on. And I posted this too because I said it sounds about right. There's a graphic going out, a big bumper sticker type thing, like a campaign sign that says Trump and DeSantis 24 make America Florida. Now that sounds like a joke. I'm not sure it is. For every person in this country that thinks that Ron DeSantis is out of his mind and is watching the statistics just spill over the top every single day on COVID in the state of Florida and all this legal action going back and forth and people pushing and shoving each other, getting into fistfights at school board meetings because of mask mandates. All of this stuff is going on. Well, it's the line from the Shawshank Redemption, get busy living or get busy dying. And apparently some people are choosing to get busy dying. It's the only thing I can come up with. Seth Rogen doing a new podcast called Storytime with Seth Rogen, where he'll ask guests to tell them any, quote, incredible stories they think are entertaining or informative, end quote. First episode comes out October 6th. Sharon Stone announced the passing of her 11-month-old nephew from organ failure. He died a week short of his first birthday. She was in Italy over the weekend doing a photo shoot when she got the news. That was COVID, by the way. Here we go. Here we go. For God's sakes. So they're making a movie about the impeachment of Bill Clinton and the whole Linda Tripp, Monica Lewinsky thing. All right. So they're looking for actresses to play Linda Tripp. And they get Sarah Paulson. Now, Sarah Paulson is a great actress. She is maybe short of Oscar material, but in terms of, you know, she's involved in a lot of projects. She was in the OJ series and stuff like that. She's been in a lot of movies. But anyhow, so they hire her to play Linda Tripp. Now, if you're me, the first thing you're thinking to yourself is, wait a minute, hold it. Linda Tripp was, let's just say she wasn't in good shape. How about we just say that? And Sarah Paulson is skinny as a rail. So they're like, okay, if you want to play Linda Tripp, you got to wear a fat suit. And she goes, okay, well, I want to look like her and I'm skinny, so I get fit me for the fat suit. And so she shot all of her scenes as Linda Tripp in the impeachment series in a fat suit. Well, now the project's over. They're editing it and getting ready to release it. And she says, well, she regrets it because of the stigma against overweight people in Hollywood, and she says she wouldn't do it again. No, Sarah, you can't have it both ways. And by the way, the producers can't have it both ways, too. It's like, you're telling the story of a black person, you got to hire somebody black. If you're telling the story of an Asian person, you got to hire an Asian. And if you're going to tell the story of somebody who was somewhat beastly in appearance, well, then you got to hire some, put Ashley Graham in a wig and say, here you go, you're Linda Tripp now, go. But don't hire somebody skinny and then have her play somebody fat, put her in a fat suit, and then afterwards, we're like, well, we're so, we probably shouldn't have done that. What a crock. Carrie Underwood teased her opening theme song for NBC's Sunday Night Football. It starts September 12th, the Rams against the Chicago Bears. A couple of weeks ago, while we were visiting Louisville, visiting my daughter there, The Rock and Emily Blunt, the movie is Jungle Cruise, took my 11-year-old there. She loved it, and I could understand why the movie did well. It's not like I'm going to give it 5 out of 5 corks or anything like that, but you look and you go, for what this is trying to do, it's actually pretty entertaining. And I've said this before, I think The Rock is an amazing on-screen presence. And I haven't seen any of his movies up until now. And the first time, when I saw him host Saturday Night Live, I thought to myself, this guy, you know, you can't take this away from him. He really does have good comedic timing, and he shows it in this movie Jungle Cruise also. And so they're going to make another one. All right, with all the apps, and I know a lot of people have apps, you don't even know if you have the app anymore or not, but you're going to probably want to get Apple TV in time for the September 30th debut of the new Jon Stewart show called The Problem with Jon Stewart. Now, I will say this. I saw the synopsis on this yesterday, and I wasn't convinced that it's going to be the greatest show on earth, but you never know what they're going to do. It's going to be a single-issue, half-hour show. So, in other words, much like what John Oliver is doing Sunday nights on HBO. Although John Oliver starts out with a couple of different topics, and then about 5 minutes in, kicks in, and then, yeah, for the last 20, 25 minutes of the show, you get his discussion and his jokes about one single issue. And for whatever reason, Jon Stewart has, I don't know, indicated that that's what his show is going to be too. Anyhow, The Problem with Jon Stewart debuts September 30th. Again, that's Apple TV. The View will fill Meghan McCain's slot with a rotating cast of conservative guest hosts. Bridget Regan from Jane the Virgin is going to play Poison Ivy on Batman. The creator of The Muppets was Jim Henson, but the legend behind The Muppets is Frank Oz. And he says Disney doesn't want him to be involved in the franchise anymore because he won't follow orders or do it the way they want him to. Don't I know the feeling, Frank? When I'm being interviewed or just chit-chat, you know, and people find out it's me or they, you know, run into people on the street, you get into a longer conversation, maybe at a bar or something like that, and people will start getting into the standard questions. You know, what's the most beautiful woman you ever interviewed? Who's the funniest person? What's the biggest one? All that sort of stuff. And I have answers for all those things. But eventually, it sometimes turns into, who was the biggest jackass? And it's like, wow, I got to think that one over because there's a lot more than one. I should really say that when I interview these people, by the time I get them sat down, put the microphone on them and start talking, they're actually usually in a pretty good mood and try to do a pretty good job. There are exceptions. There are people who were very difficult to interview, and you had to be careful. You had to be cautious of every single word you ever said to people. Dennis Miller was like that. You would agree with Dennis Miller, and then he would argue with you about it. You're like, huh? I'm agreeing with you. The actor Kevin Pollak, who also does comedy on the side, impressionist, that sort of stuff, he was a jackass. Michael Moore, the filmmaker, canceled. Well, I shouldn't say that. If he canceled, that would be one thing. He just didn't show up for 4 straight interviews. 4. This was back in the early 90s. And finally, we booked him, and he showed up, and I really laid into him about it, and he just laughed, sort of like an embarrassing laugh, like, oh, yeah, that's me. Not funny, you fat. Never mind. Tommy Lee Jones clearly doesn't want to be there for the interviews. I guess the studio makes him be there, and so he just puts everybody through hell. Screech was a dick. We never did end up putting him on because he wanted a limo. Like, we had Jeff Daniels in the studio, the actor from Terms of Endearment, Purple Rose of Cairo, and even he didn't ask for a limo. The only other person who asked for a limo, I think I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about him, was Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy wanted to be sent around town in a limo. And after people stopped laughing, they said, well, we'll get you a really nice car. How's that? A limo. But the guy who was one of the biggest dicks I've ever encountered is Stuart Copeland of the Police. We were in Los Angeles for the Grammys, and we were working with an agency that, you know, contacted the PR people of potential guests in Southern California. And that's obviously where the entire entertainment industry is. So, you know you're in the Hollywood area when you go to pick up a tux for the Grammys and you run into Super Dave Osborne, which we did. I'm there in Los Angeles picking up my tux for the Grammys, and we run into Super Dave. What were the odds? What were the odds? He's yelling. It's like a little Korean lady at the counter looking around like, what the hell is going on? All right, birthdays. I'll tell you the Stuart Copeland story some other time. It's not worth wasting my breath on that guy. Larry Fitzgerald, former Arizona Cardinals wide receiver, 38. He's a free agent right now. I forgot about that. Chris Tucker from the Rush Hour movies is 50. Debbie Gibson, Only in My Dreams, 51. Go-Go's drummer Gina Schock is 64. Great name if you are going to be in rock and roll. Richard Gere, interviewed him a couple of times. He's as strange as people say, but also very, very smart. 72. Van Morrison, 76. It was 45 years ago today, that ridiculous situation where George Harrison got sued by the chiffons people for My Sweet Lord, and He's So Fine. Cost him $500,000. 34 years ago today, 1987, Michael Jackson released his album Bad, which was the inspiration for the Weird Al Yankovic album, which was called Even Worse, which, by the way, made me laugh. It still makes me laugh. 27 years ago today, 1994, R. Kelly secretly married that chick Aaliyah. Their illegal marriage was annulled after her parents found out about it. He was 27. She was 15. The marriage certificate said she was 18. And this is the 24th anniversary back in 1997 of Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed crashing into the bridge abutment there. And that was the end of that in Paris back in 1997. It won't be long now. The fall leaf colors, and by the way, this is something I did not know, and I'll bet you didn't either. The fall leaf colors, all those bright oranges and yellows and red and stuff like that, those colors are actually present year-round. The red, orange, and yellow pigments only show up once chlorophyll, which is the chemical that makes leaves green, breaks down in autumn. So in other words, those existing colors are just masked by the great amounts of green chlorophyll. Even your trees are wearing masks. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I was telling you that story about Stuart Copeland and all the people who were just really impossible to interview. The other one was Hootie and the Blowfish. Karen Kelly and I were at the Super Bowl in 1996 in Phoenix, Arizona. And they had Hootie and the Blowfish playing. We were playing their songs. We were on that radio station, The River, at the time. So, yeah, we were playing Hootie and the Blowfish once an hour. You know, they made us wait around for had to be close to 3 hours, and then tried to scoot out on us. And then the one tall guy with the really curly hair who's in the band looks to me and says, you aren't interviewing anybody. I'm like, that's it. Not playing your music anymore. And I take great pleasure in letting people know what a jackass that guy was. But anyhow, when Tiger Woods got married to Elin Nordegren in 2004, that was the band that played. According to a new survey, nearly a third of Americans are so busy they haven't had one day to relax alone in more than 3 months. And 65% of people say they'd like to spend more time on self-care. We are working ourselves to death in this country. Axios.com has a new article that argues hybrid dating is going to be the new norm. That's where some of your dates are virtual and some are in real life. For example, a lot of people are doing first dates over Zoom now because it's easier and a lot cheaper than meeting up in person. That's not a date. I'm sorry. If two people aren't even in the same room together, I'm sorry to break your heart here. That ain't a date. If you're not having tension and nerves and you know, your stomach is growling because you don't know how the whole thing is going to turn out. You don't know exactly what to do. She doesn't know exactly what to do. Usually something happens to break the tension. This is what a date is. You're getting to know somebody. You can't have that same dynamic in a virtual world. And I don't know, either Americans are getting less romantic or more realistic. A new survey found we are less likely to believe in love at first sight than we used to be. 46% of Americans say love at first sight is a real thing. Just over 29% said it's not real, and about 25% aren't sure. When the same poll was done 10 years ago, 55% believed in love at first sight, so it's dropped 9% in the last 10 years. A new study shows that some aspects of a person's brain improve with age, especially after 50, which is interesting because we're always being told you have to like take brain supplements and people are scared of Alzheimer's and dementia and all that sort of stuff. And now we're being told that in some cases, in some situations, it's the exact opposite. Researchers, and this is a big story too, I mean, because it's done by a major research hospital, university / whatever it is they do in those heavily endowed places. But anyhow, this is at Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. They studied hundreds of people between the ages of 58 and 98 and found two key brain functions actually get better with old age. They include attending to new information and focusing on what's important in a given situation. Those things contribute to critical aspects of cognition, like memory, decision-making, and self-control, and are even vital in navigation, math, language, and reading. The study looked at three brain networks, they call them, networks overall, and only one declined with age. It was referred to in the study as alerting, and it's characterized by a state of enhanced vigilance and preparedness in order to respond to incoming information. So, are there any benefits to this information beyond giving older people something new to scream at their grandkids about? Well, hopefully, scientists say this data could lead to better therapies for Alzheimer's disease and protecting against dementia. 41-year-old woman in Tampa got fired from her HR job in 2019 and decided to get even by logging into her company's database and destroying it. It cost them $200,000, and get this, that was against the law. She's facing up to 15 years in prison. A guy in Mississippi flipped out on an MSNBC reporter during a live broadcast yesterday. The guy is standing there doing his live shot, and you can see in the background, a guy in a truck pulls up behind him and then runs full speed towards the reporter, who, of course, has his back turned in this situation, and starts screaming, "Report the news accurately!" And, you know, he was the guy who looked like his IQ was about 75. Natural Light, Natty Light, if you prefer, is famous for beer or whatever you call it. Anheuser-Busch unveiling Natty Vodka. It's going to come in three flavors, lemonade, strawberry lemonade, and black cherry lemonade. Not that anybody drinks Natural Light for flavor. A barbershop in Florida got shot up the other day. In fact, the owner was wounded when a masked gunman entered the shop on Saturday. The intruder was not a robber. He didn't want money. He was seeking revenge because apparently when he got home, he looked at himself in the mirror and didn't like the haircut they had just given him. The year was 2000, and I was sitting in a movie theater for the screening of a movie called Almost Famous. John Cusack and the blonde chick who played his girlfriend, Iben Ejeli, or something. It's one of those Scandinavian names where you look at it and you go, I have no idea how to pronounce this. I never had seen her in anything prior to Almost Famous, and I've never seen her in anything since. What could the story possibly be on that? Anyhow, it's hard to believe that that movie screened 21 years ago today. Union Station reopened this week back in 1986. It was quite the to-do, shall we say. And it was actually like 4 or 5 days long that they took to sort of stretch this whole thing out. But I still remember they did the blessing of the fleet, and I emceed that. So I'm standing there, and on one side, I have Bob Denver. That would be your Gilligan, all right? And I'll tell you a story about him in a minute. And on my other side was the international queen of polka, Vlasta Kersic. I think I may have mentioned this the other day, and I think I did play something by, oh yeah, I played the Johnny Carson polka, so I may have already done this story. But our the guy who was our marketing director, who was charged with the responsibility of taking care of both Vlasta and Bob Denver, Gilligan, if you will, or maybe for you it's Maynard G. Krebs, I don't know. But our marketing guy takes Bob Denver back to the hotel and just notices that he just seems to not be a very happy person. So he drops him at the hotel. He goes home. You know, the next day, I think he was, Bob Denver was scheduled to do some more interviews, and then he was going to fly back to Los Angeles. Our marketing guy gets a call at like 2 o'clock in the morning from Bob Denver, and he, in all likelihood, was rip roaring drunk and just kept saying, "Scott, my life is a living hell. My life is a living hell. It's not worth living." This is Bob Denver. This is Gilligan. He's calling our marketing guy 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, sounding, I don't know if it was suicidal or if it was just a drunk call, but still, it was sort of unnerving for all of us. There's a movie coming out where a young and just out of college Hillary Clinton works at a fishery in Alaska and has sex with a Japanese man. What is this, based on a story Bill submitted to the Penthouse Letters? What's going on? And Chip Gaines shaved off his hair to donate to charity. Sounds like a very noble adventure from the star of that home improvement show on cable. Shaved off his hair to donate to charity. Unfortunately, wasn't the hair from his head. And maybe that's a good place to stop, huh? We are here every weekday morning at 7 a.m. That's when we post Monday through Friday. It's free. If you miss a podcast, well, everything's archived. You can also pick us up on multiple platforms. Email me, jc at jconline.com. Facebook, The Showgram with J.C. Corcoran. Back tomorrow. Enjoy your day. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
J.C. Corcoran Podcast.